This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United States struggled Thursday to pick up the pace of Americans and Afghans evacuating at the Kabul airport, constrained by obstacles ranging from armed Taliban checkpoints to paperwork problems. President Joe Biden vowed to stay in Afghanistan until all U.S. citizens who want to leave have been evacuated, as he stands firmly by his decision to leave the country despite the chaos that has ensued. The president stressed that the U.S. military is now in control at the airport and evacuating thousands with the goal of getting everyone who needs to be evacuated out, both Americans and Afghans, by August 31st or later if needed. Pentagon officials said Thursday today, the U.S. military had evacuated 7,000 people in recent days, for a total of 12,000 evacuated since the end of July. The U.S. military and its allies have rescued a high-profile Afghan national police officer who was being hunted by the Taliban because of his years working with the American military. Mohammed Wardak and his family were airlifted to safety in an undisclosed location. The officer had been hiding with his wife and four children in Kabul, moving from place to place and unable to get inside the airport where the Taliban controlled the entrances. He was well known because of his position as a police chief in Afghanistan's Helmand province and from television appearances, including one in which he challenged the Taliban to a fight. In Australia, reporting record high numbers of COVID-19 cases in two of its most heavily populated states Thursday, prompting new lockdowns. For more news, as always, join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Three United States senators say they have tested positive for COVID-19 despite being vaccinated. The lawmakers announced their breakthrough cases Thursday as the Delta variant spreads rapidly across the United States. The Senate is away from Washington this week, but lawmakers were on the Senate floor together on August the 11th during a marathon voting session. The new cases came the day after U.S. health officials announced plans to dispense COVID-19 booster shots to all Americans. Burkina Faso is observing 3 days of national mourning after suspected jihadists killed 49 people in an attack that raised fresh doubts about its armed forces. It was the third major attack on Burkina troops in the past 2 weeks. The country's armed forces are poorly equipped, ill-trained, and face a highly mobile foe. Since the start of August, more than 90 people have died in attacks in the north and northeastern section of the country. The landlocked country has been battered for the past 6 years by jihadi attacks from neighboring Mali. U.S. Capitol Police arrested a North Carolina man on Thursday after he had claimed to have explosives in his parked truck. The 49-year-old surrendered and was safely taken to custody after hours of negotiations and evacuations around the U.S. Capitol. After the driver had surrendered, police said they searched the truck and found bomb-making materials, but no functioning bomb. They're continuing their investigation into a motive for the man's actions. As of late Thursday night, no charges have been announced. Colombia, on Thursday, extradited two men who allegedly belonged to the National Liberation Army, the ELN, the country's last active guerrilla organization, to the United States for crimes associated with drug trafficking. Alongside the two ELN members, one of Colombia's main drug trafficking groups, was also extradited. A written police statement indicated one of the suspects is wanted in South Florida, crimes relating to cocaine trafficking. And amid a surge in coronavirus cases and as hospitals near capacity, the governor of Oregon announcing that her state is expanding its COVID-19 vaccine requirements to include all teachers, educators, support staff, volunteers, and grades K through 12. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.